underwhelmed. Feedback. You good? You good? You good? You? Not so.
Too much. I feel like if now 4 shir in a week and we have another chazer,
so it'll be
every shir is a lot, so 5 days a week.
That's too much. Okay, you're good? You?
I hear what Yonah's saying a little bit, but I don't know, I'm very happy. I'm overall happy.
No, having a lot of work is good. Having too much is that a problem. And Toivy, you are? Any opinion?
I'm pretty happy with the pace.
Okay, fine. Just wanted to keep it in mind and we'll see what to do. Okay, I didn't bring my Gemara, I see. Okay, we're in the middle of the run. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehi B'dvarei. I don't have too many chidushim today, just to try to learn up the run. Some valid points in pshat. As we saw yesterday, Shitas HaToisvis, and we learned that way in Rashi also, is that Oisig b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah is only when it's efsher, when it's efsher l'kayim shneim. But when it's efsher l'kayim shneim, then Oisig b'mitzvah is chayiv in mitzvah. And that's what Toisvis says, why tefillin and tzitzis, even though you're oisik b'mitzvah, still you're chayiv in a mitzvah because it's efsher l'kayim shneim. And we saw in Toisvis that the gedder of efsher l'kayim shneim means that it's efsher to do both at the same time. If it's efsher l'kayim shneim, it means you can't do both at the same time. Even at the end of the day, you won't lose any of the mitzvahs, but you can't do them both at the same time. Then oisik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. And that's like by Shemir Aveda. While he just has the Aveda in his closet on the shelf, it's efsher l'kayim, other mitzvahs, bevas achas, so you're chayiv. However, when he's being oisik with the dealing and taking care of the Aveda, so he can't do something else, bevas achas, but merely he's going to be patur, even though technically he could leave the Aveda for a minute, do his mitzvah, and go back to the Aveda. That's called the efsher l'kayim shneim, and that's oisik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. The Ran argues, we saw one thing that the Ran argues, and what is the geder of efsher l'kayim shneim. The Ran understood that if the mitzvah won't be lost, like even when you're working with Aved, that's called efsher l'kayim shneim. So efsher to do b'vas achas is efsher l'kayim shneim. Efsher to put it down and go back to it soon is also called efsher l'kayim shneim. And the Ran shita is, that's what we're going to do today, that even when it's efsher l'kayim shneim, even if you could do both b'vas achas without any issue, efsher l'kayim shneim, the halacha is that oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. That's what the Ran says. So what's pshat by tefillin and tzitzis? Over there, you're oisik b'mitzvah, you should potter min ha-mitzvah even though it's efsher l'kayim shneim. Says the Ran, no, because only oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah, and you can be m'kayim shneim. Tefillin b'roishi is not oisik b'mitzvah, it's just there on your roish. That's not called an oisik b'mitzvah. So then you don't have the p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Okay? Now, what does the Ran mean that tefillin is not called oisik b'mitzvah? So, my first thought was that, you know why it's not called oisik? Because he's not doing anything. He's not doing anything. It's without any act. He put on the tefillin. An hour later, it's still there. So he's doing a mitzvah without an act. Anytime that there's no act, you don't have the p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. But that is incorrect. How do I know? Chashas chaniyosan. The Ran's coming to also answer, that's really his ultimate goal, to answer kushas ha-toisvus. Toisvus says, from Rashi, and it's in Gemara, that shluchei mitzvah, patur min ha-sukkah, filu b'shas chaniyosan. For Toisvus, shas chaniyosan is efshel l'kayim shneim. Toisvus says, no, we're talking about a case where it's efshel l'kayim shneim. The Ran says, no, it's taka efshel l'kayim shneim, but it has the p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah. So that means shas chaniyosan is not the same as tefillin. Tefillin is not oisik, and shas chaniyosan is oisik. What's the pshat? Both of them, you're not doing anything. You're passive by tefillin, you're passive by tzitzis, you're passive b'shas chaniyosan. Why is this oisik? Why is that not oisik? So what does the Ram mean? What is the definition? What is the Hagdara of Oisik as opposed to not Oisik? So I think what the Ram means is like this. Oisik means I'm doing a mitzvah. Now, doing a mitzvah doesn't have to mean that you're active right now. You're in the middle of doing a mitzvah. Like we said yesterday, B'shas Chaniyosan is in the middle of the halicha. You're in the middle of part. How do you do halicha? You go, you stop, you go, you stop. That's part of the halicha. So you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah. Whenever you're doing a mitzvah, that's called oisik mitzvah, even though you're not physical right now. You're passive, but I'm doing a mitzvah. However, I think the hagdara is by tefillin and tzitzis, I'm getting a mitzvah. I'm not doing a mitzvah. By tefillin and tzitzis, when I put it on, I'm doing a mitzvah. But when it's sitting on my head and the tzitzis is on my guf, I'm not doing a mitzvah. A mitzvah, I'm getting a mitzvah. But I'm not in the middle of doing a mitzvah. That's not called oisik b'mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. B'shas chaniyosan, you're not physically doing anything, but it's part of the doing of going. So you're doing a mitzvah. That's part of the doing of the mitzvah. I'm going. I'm doing a mitzvah. Over here, I'm getting a mitzvah, not doing a mitzvah. That's by tefillin. The mela by tefillin is not called the oisik b'mitzvah. Masha'inkin shas chaniyosan is called the oisik b'mitzvah. Got that? I barely got it, but I got it. I think that's the word. That's the word. Oisik b'mitzvah by tefillin, you're not doing a mitzvah, you're getting a mitzvah. You're resulting in a mitzvah. You're getting a mitzvah. You're not doing a mitzvah. While you're going, you're doing a mitzvah. Even though right now I'm physically not doing anything, but I'm doing a mitzvah. That's. I wish I had a better word to describe it. I'm doing a mitzvah, even though I'm not physically doing anything, but I'm doing.
You didn't finish it.
Huh?
You didn't finish the mitzvah. On the way.
I'm in the middle of the doing. It's part of the doing.
And what you did tefillin and you're already done.
Right. No, but you're still getting a mitzvah afterwards. I finished everything that needs to be done. Now I'm just getting the results of a mitzvah. Over here, I'm not b'shas chaniyos, and you didn't have the result of a mitzvah. You're still in the middle of the doing, and the shas chaniyos is part of the doing. I don't have the result of a mitzvah.
Is this the same idea that we were going to say last year earlier? That it's part of the mitzvah? That even though you're not doing anything, let's say by a month.
Yes, it is. As long as you're in the middle and you're in the process, and that's what Shas Chaniyosan is actually in the process. I actually saw in the Lashon of the Bir Halacha today, one of the Bir Halacha, a lot of interesting things in the Bir Halacha. I saw in the Lashon of the Bir Halacha that he says that the reason why Shas Chaniyosan in the Ran is called Oisik B'mitzvah, because you need the Chaniya, you need it to get Koyach to work, to walk more later. That's the reason why it's called Oisik B'mitzvah. That's not exactly what we're saying. We're saying even possibly without that. What? Like, yeah, the Rabbi Yavel is explaining that's why it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim by Tefillin. He was going Eif, not by Tefillin, by Shas Chaniyah is not called Eif Shalakayim Shneim because you won't sleep well at home. He's just saying, seems to be bothered. Why is Shas Chaniyah considered Oisik B'mitzvah? You're not doing anything. And especially, so he says, no, you're gathering koichas. So that's why it's called Oisik B'mitzvah. It could be... We're saying without that, you don't have to come on to that. There's a difference between tefillin, and over there by tefillin, you're just getting a mitzvah without doing a mitzvah. Over here, it's all part of the process of doing. What? No, also, the Ran says that by chasen, the Ran learned that a chasen is efshe l'kayim shneim. He said it's efshe because you could stop being torad, you can be miyashiv yudas, and go back, do Kriya Shema, and then go back afterwards. That's called Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. But the Ran L'Shitasa says that's called Oisik B'mitzvah. But this for sure, this Oisik, because you're Torah. You're Torah. Yeah, like Rashi. Yeah, and that product is the same as Rashi. And that product is the same as Rashi, yeah. So that's what comes out from the Ran. What? I think so. I think so. That's why I'm saying maybe you can say not that way. That's my main reason why not, because Almana, it's not that. Almana is just in the middle without like preparing you. He says he says it on its own, just Pesach Tvar of the Bir Halacha. One second. Well, it's a different Surah Sadafia, but I'll find it in a second. Very different one. Hold on. No, that's also different. One second. Oh, here it is. He's talking about the kever. He says, V'chein ha'choifer, he says, V'chein ha'choifer keber l'meis patur mikulam, af al pisha noch ma'at, even though he's resting, shagam b'shas nuchay, even when he's resting, nikra adayin oisig mitzvah, sha'al yudei zeh yischaz z'koichay lachsa v'lachva. Why is the resting? He's talking about by the digging the caver. So then by lachar shluchei mitzvah that they're b'shas chaniyelson. Because al yudei their rest they'll be meschazik to bichoifer. So the resting is helping the chafira. It's helping the chafira. The few way we were saying by almana, right? That it's also called oisik b'mitzvah because you're in the middle of the process, even without it helping. That's a fact that I'm in the middle. I'm still in the middle. There's a beginning and there's an end, and I'm in the middle. So I'm in the middle of that process. That's also called oisik b'mitzvah. Fine, that's the lashon of the Bir Halacha. But al kaponim, that's what the Ran says. So only an oisik b'mitzvah, efshel l'kayim shneim is chayiv, but an oisik b'mitzvah is potter, which doesn't mean physically necessarily, because chanoya is not physically. It means doing a mitzvah, not getting a mitzvah. Think about that a little bit. That's what I think the Ran means to say. Fine. That's step number one of the Ran. And what?
Are we forced to say this in the Ran?
Which?
Can we say the Ran holds like the Bir Halacha?
Yeah, we could say it's like the Bir Halacha. The reason why I wasn't saying it necessarily was because, of course you could say like the Ran. The Bir Halacha says, of course you definitely could say like the Bir Halacha. We just had a Rebbe because of Almana. We wanted to learn that Almana in Rashi, which is not, we said in place is not that way. In Rashi, Almana, we call the Oisik B'mitzvah, even though the break in between is not really getting him ready for the next part of it. Said it, yeah. But if you don't learn, if you learn not like Rashi, in Tosfos, you could say it that way, L'chaira. Yeah? Okay, very good. So let's move on. So then the Ran over here goes on and says a Chiddush, built on the Gemara on that Chaf Amud Beis. The Ran says, even though what I'm saying is that even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, your potter, he said, but let's say you're doing one mitzvah, and the second mitzvah could be done b'loy toirach klal. There's no tircha whatsoever. It's mamish. You don't have to go out of your way for it at all. It's no toirach. Then you should do it. Then you should do the second mitzvah also. That's what the Ran says. And he brings a raya. That means even Efshel L'Kayim Shneim is potter. When is that? Negeya? When it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, but there's a tircha involved. But if zero tircha, it's nothing, zero tircha, then you should do the second mitzvah. Now, I was misupik in the Ran. What does the Ran mean? Does the Ran mean that when there's no tircha at all, you're chayiv to do the second mitzvah? Then you don't have the patur of oisik b'mitzvah? Or no? Avari a patur, because even Efshel L'Kayim Shneim is patur, this is also patur. But it's just, why not? You might as well do it. Why am I having such a suffix? Because really the lashon of the Ran is mashma that you're not chayiv. Why? Because the Ran's lashon is, let me read the Ran. Hold on. Umiya moidina lacha vaday shakol she'eino tzorach l'troyach klal ela kedarkoi b'mitzvah rishayna. Without any tircha, you should do both. That's like a saying of a pasuk of a gemara and Baba Kama. If you could do it, do it. Miyos toiv al tikri ra. If you could do it, do it. Don't look for. If you could do it, just do it. That's mashma that you're not really chayiv, just it's a good thing to do. Maskim? That's what's mashma lashim. Even though it starts off saying, I'm moide to you toisvis, that one is no toirach. It's not really a hoidata toisvis. Toisvis, when it's efshel l'kayim shneim, you're chayiv. He's saying when it's l'kayim shneim, you're potter, and I'm moide to you when there's no toirach. That would sound like I'm moide to you that it's chayiv. But right after he says, no, you should do it, because miyos toiv al tekri ra. It's mashma, it's a nice thing to do, it's the right thing to do. But not that you're chayiv. That's within the diktuk of the Lashonis. But there's another problem. Where does the Ran get this from? He gets it from the Gemara on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis says that a chosan v'shosh binan v'chol b'nei achupa peturim in asoka. This is during Sheva Brachos we're talking about. During Sheva Brachos comes in Sukkos. So the whole chosin and the family and the bnei achub, by anyone who's involved with the simchas hachosin, is potter min asukah, because you need to do simcha. And it's before in the Gemara, oisik ba mitzvah, pashtus, left to learn the sugya there, oisik ba mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. The Gemara asks, what's the big deal? Do the chuppah, chuppah means also during the sheva brachas, do the simcha in the sukkah. Do it in the sukkah. And so why is it potter min ha-sukkah? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no, it's not practical to do it in the sukkah. But the Gemara had a question. It says, they're all oisik ba mitzvah simcha, because of that, they're potter min ha-sukkah. And the Gemara asks, why? Just do it in the sukkah. The Ran is bothered. Lefishi tosi, it's a problem. What's the Gemara asking that you should do it all in the sukkah? Because it's efshel l'kayim shneim. Bishma lefi tosis efshel l'kayim shneim is chayiv. And it's in the Gemara's kasha. Why is it potter min ha-sukkah? You should do it in the sukkah because you could efshel l'kayim shneim. But lefi me, that efshel l'kayim shneim is potter, what's the Gemara's kasha b'chlal? That's what the Ran is bothered by. How can the Gemara say kasha? Do it in the sukkah. You're right, I could do it in the sukkah, but efshel l'kayim shneim is potter. Says the Ran, the Gemara means to say that because there's no, what's the difference where you have the Sheva Brachas? Have the Sheva Brachas in the house, have the Brachas in the Sukkah. It's Belit Torah Klal. If it's Belit Torah Klal, then you're going to be Chayiv. That's what the Ran says. Now, I have a major problem. L'chayra, the way we just read the Ran, that he says, when there's no Torah at all, you're not Chayiv to do it. It's the right thing to do. So, then what's the Ran's Kasha? The Gemara says over there, Chosin v'sheshbinen v'chol b'nei akopah p'turin min ha-sukkah. Potter from the sukkah. And on that, the Gemara asks a question, how can you be potter? You could do it in the sukkah. If all it means is miyos toiv al tikri ra, it's a nice thing, the Gemara should have no question. The Mishnah, the Braisa, didn't say that it's not right to do it in the sukkah, it just says you're potter from the sukkah. If you want to do it in the sukkah, of course, that's a good thing. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So it's mashma from the fact that the Ran is bringing this as a Gemara, that when there's no Torah whatsoever, you're chayiv to do it in the sukkah. And the male it's a kasha on Peturin. The Braisa says Peturin, and if it's no tircha, you should be chayiv. So it's like a stira over here going on in the Ran. You chap what I'm saying? There's a stira going on over here in the Ran. In the one hand, the Ran's lushin is mashma, miyos toiv al tikri ra. When there's no tircha, if you want, it's a nice thing to do. If that's what it is, then the Gemara in Amud Beis still doesn't make sense. The Gemara is Akasha, it says that the Chosin and the Sheshbinin and the Bnei Achuppah are potter min ha-sukkah. Frek, the Gemara do it in the sukkah. What's the Kasha? Yeah, miyos tayv, I'll do it in the sukkah, but lahaloch, if you ask the Rav, am I chayiv a potter? The answer is a potter. If I want to be an extra good person, I'll do it in the sukkah, so the Gemara should have no Kasha. If that's the Pshat. Elamai must be that when there's no tircha, you're chayiv. So the Gemara is asking a strong Kasha. It says that it's potter. Why are you potter? If there's no tircha, you should be chayiv. So from the lushan of the Ran is mashma that you're not chayiv, but from the raya that he brings from the Gemara and the Beis is mashma that you are chayiv. That's l'chayra, akasha that I had on the Ran. Where is he coming from? The lushan of Medina l'cha is mashma chayiv. The lushan of miyos toiv al tikri ra is mashma not chayiv, but it's a nice thing. It's a good thing. And the raya that he brings is mashma that you'll be chayim. So that's our suffix. What does the Ran mean when he says, there's no tircha at all, do it? He means do it because you're chayiv to do? Or does he mean that do it because it's a nice thing to do?
That mashma.
You should be yoytze, both of them. You should be. Yoytze, do it. Do it.
It's a nice thing.
I don't know. And then the miyos toiv. He says, right, Yeitze means, be Yeitze both of them, because it's the right thing. It doesn't mean it's Chayiv. It doesn't say Chayiv. It doesn't say Yeitze Shneim. You should be Yeitze Shneim. It doesn't say Beferish is Chayiv. It doesn't say Beferish is Chayiv. And he says right after his next line, Miyos Toiv Al Tikri Ra. But so that Lashon is Mashma, it's a nice thing. On the other hand, the beginning of the Ran, Moidina Lecha is Mashma Chiv, and the Ra is Mashma Chiv. I had the Shver, and Mamash was bothered. I found Baruch Hashem, the Bir Alacha asked this Kasha. I don't know if someone's learning Mishnah Brura without the sugi. I don't know if he would ever be able to figure out the Bir Halacha, but we learned the sugi, so I figured out the Bir Halacha. I cop, that's what he's asking. The Bir Halacha asked this kasha, and he blabbed sure, he doesn't know Pshat on the Ran either. First I thought I was making a mistake, and then I saw the Bir Halacha also asked the kasha. At the end of the long Bir Halacha, after he brings the Ran about a lot of things, the Bir Halacha says, in Simon Lamed Ches, the Bir Halacha says, he quotes the Ran, because the Ramah quotes this Ran, that if there's no tircha, you should do it. Rotzaloymar, She'ein oy moisef tircha klal. There's no extra tircha. B'shvil mitzvah shniyah. Ela toirach echad l'shneim. It's the same thing. You do both together. U'kadarki b'mitzvah shayna. Yochol lotzis yidei shneim. I'm sorry. Kadarki b'mitzvah shayna. You can do both. Oz bevada yira lotzis yidei shneim. You should see to it to do it. He keeps himself very diplomatic. Yira lotzis yidei shneim. D'miyos toiv al yikre ra. Kein kosav aran. Listen to what he says. Umehiraya shehevi sham al zemeya gemara mashma dechiyuvahu mitzad hadin. From the raya that the ran brings from the gemara is mashma tzachiyuv. Di lavochi loy makshia gemara sham midi. If not that, the gemara is not asking anything. Va'ayin he blives shver. So this suffolk, Baruch Hashem, we're on the same page as the Chofetz Chaim. This suffolk had to learn the ran. The Biralach has a suffolk also. On the one hand, I don't know where to turn here. He says mitoyz la'yikira, but from the raya that he brings, it's mashma tzachiyuv. Otherwise, the word doesn't have a kasha. It says peturin. Miyos ra is a kasha on gemara peturin. It's mashma tzachiyuv. It's arachiyin. What's pshat in the biralacha? Nice. Okay. There's another difficult point over here. This is just. Did you look at the Mishnah Berurah inside the Ramah? I want to learn a little bit of the Ramah inside. You see, after you learn a sugya and you see a halach and Shulchan Aruch, it's a whole different story. It says like this in the psak of the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber over here is a whole topic in and of itself. We're not getting into. Maybe we'll talk about when we learn Chafei. That's difficult Mechaber, right? But we're not going to get into that right now. We're going to talk about the Ramah. The Ramah says it's talking about koisvei tefillin and sefer Torah and mezuzos. So the Gemara says on that there's also a din of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. So the lashon of the Ramah is, let's say these koisvei stam are tzrichin la'asos melachton b'shas kriya shma v'tefila. They need to do it. It's tzrichin la'asos. Oz peturim mikriya shma tefila u'tefillin. If they need to do it, in other words, if they don't need to do it now, then they could do it later and do Kriya Shema. But if they need to do it now, they have Oisik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. And then he says, I'm sorry, Oz Patur Mikriya Shema V'Tfilin. Dechol Oisik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah Acheres Im Tzorach L'Tshroyach Acher Acheres. If it has a Tircha. That's this ran that we just learned. Now, after learning the ran properly, I want to point out a major problem going on over here. He says, "Im tzrichin la'aslis melecha melachton b'shas kriyashma v'tfila, os peturim mikriyashma." What does it mean, tzrichin la'aslis? What do they have to do with dafka now? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's really from the Beis Yosef. Tzrichin means like this. Let's say somebody comes and he wants to buy tefillin, and you're in the middle of writing tefillin, and it comes time for Kriya Shema. It depends what the buyer needs. If the buyer is about to leave town now, he's about to go on a boat, and if you don't finish the tefillin right now, he's going to have to leave without his tefillin, and you stopping for Kriya Shema is going to delay the ksiva, and he's going to miss the boat, so he's not going to wait around, and he's going to go. That's called tzrichin, and you're allowed to still continue. But if he's not missing a boat, you're allowed to stop your ksiva in the middle and then write. That's what he says. Okay? So if he needs to go, because he's missing the boat, then you stop, then you don't stop. And if he doesn't need to go, he's not missing a boat, then you should stop. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah, the Beis Yosef explains this halacha. Now, in our world, does this make any sense? I'm writing Sefer Torah, I'm writing tefillin for a person who needs it. If he needs it right now, don't stop, keep writing. But if he needs it later, he doesn't need it this minute, you could wait, then you should stop for Kriya Shema. Does this make sense? Let's start. Lefi the Ran. Does this make sense? For sure not. Lefi the Ran, even if it's Efshir L'Kayim Shneim, that means by stopping my writing, I would be able to Makayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and continue writing and be Makayim the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, I'll be Makayim Shneim, still your potter. So, the Fi the Ran, this halacha would not be true. If it's Tzrichim La'asos, it would not be true Lefi the Ran. Correct? Elamai, what about Lefi Tosfos? Tosfos holds that when it's Efsher L'kayim Shneihem, then you are Chayiv. So then maybe you could understand. If he's leaving right now and it's Efsher L'kayim Shneihem, then you're Potter. But if he's not leaving right now, stop your writing, say Kriyash Man, go back to it. Oh, but Lefi, the way we understood in Tosfos, that's also in Tosfos' world, that's Efsher L'kayim Shneihem. How do we know? From Aveda. Because Aveda is a case where I could stop, I could not do my talus now, stop, say Kriya Shema, and 5 minutes later continue feeding the animals or taking care of the talus. And still Tosfos calls that E.F. Shalakayim Shneim, and immediately going to be Potter. So L'chaira, in a case, even if he doesn't have to leave on the boat right now, if I'm in the middle of writing, and he wants his tefillin, I'm in the middle of dealing with the Sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzahs, and he wants his tefillin, whether there's time to stop or there's no time to stop, Bein Lefi Tosfos, Bein Lefi the Ran, I should always be Potter. Not only in a case. What? One second. So, I'll get back to that in a second. So, L'chaira, this Ramah makes no sense in the Sugya. It's Lefi nobody. He says, if you need to stop, then you could stop. If you don't need to stop, then you, if you need to write the Sefer Torah right now, then you don't stop for Kriya Shema. If you don't need to do it now, you should stop your writing, say Kriya Shema, and then go back. That doesn't shtim in anyone. Vaday doesn't shtim in the Ran, and it doesn't shtim in Tosfos either. In other words, it's the exact same thing as Aveda. By Aveda, I could stop right now, but I'm not mechuyif to stop. So by Tefillin, it should be the same thing. So L'chaira, the way we're learning this, so again, it's really Aveda. This halacha and Shulchan Aruch, this Ramah, which the makor of it is in the Beis Yosef, L'chaira doesn't make any sense. Good taina. I don't know what to say. What?
You said that writing possibly might be on a different getter. It's only like,
right,
we said it's not an actual mitzvah.
Right. It's helping. It's doing someone else's chiyuv, but you're mechuyev. It's like hol chedrachim. We said writing is like hol chedrachim. Hol chedrachim is that mean you're doing achana for a mitzvah. So I'm called a mechuyev. I'm doing a chiyuv. But we also I'm mechuyev for him. But it's also within the category of oisik mitzvah. The Gemara says it's called oisik mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. So if it's oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, even if you weren't needed to do it right now, you could do it later. You also patur. Lefi the Ran and Lefi Tosfos is the same thing as Hashavas Aveda. So this l'chaira is very, very shver. The Bir Halacha asks part of this question, but not in the fullness that we just said. The Bir Halacha is bothered that the hemshech of this Ramah is mashma that he paskins like the Ran. Because he says, oisik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah, im tzorach l'tshroyach achar acheres, avlom yochol lasos in shteyem kachas b'loy torach, yasa shteyem. That sounds like the end of the Ran. That tircha, you should do it, either chayev or you should, and without tircha, you always put it even when it's efshel l'kayim shneyem. So the Bir Halacha says, what's he saying? Davke im tzrichen la'asos malachton, because he's going to miss the boat. L'fi the Ran l'shitosai, afilo if it's efshel l'kayim shneyem, you're also going to be putter. That's how the Bir Halacha asks. Whereas in the Gasha much stronger. Not only the Lefi the Ran, even the Lefi Tosfos is the same thing. Because the Lefi Tosfos, what's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem? Not if I lose one mitzvah. If I'm doing them both, if I could do them both b'vas achas, it's Efshel. If I can't do them both b'vas achas, it's not Efshel. And over here, you also can't do both them b'vas achas. So L'maisa, I'm playing Shver. This halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, the way it says, im tzrichen, which is mashu when it's loy tzrichen, then you don't do it, it's tzorach im godol. It's Shver on the Ran, and it's Shver also, Lefi Tosfos doesn't shtim in any of the shitas. Problem. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have a teretz, but at least you see, it always happens. If you learn a sugi properly, then you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you see a whole new story going on. I don't understand this psak of the Ramah.
If you're going to be Mavata from Mitzvah and God's sitting there, you still don't stop
your Mitzvah? Yes. You see that from Avinah? Yes. The Ani's leaving. The Ani's here, knocks at the door. I don't have to stay. I lose it, Lagami. 100%. Yes, that's a shot. So these are the intricacies and difficulties that we're having over here in the Ran. Saying the pshat in the Ran, and also this psak halacha, where is this coming from? In other words, once I just to say it one more time, the halacha that it says in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah is that if someone is writing a Sefer Torah for somebody, if he and Zman Kriya Shema comes, if the guy needs to leave, continue writing and miss Kriya Shema. If he doesn't need to leave right now, take a break, say Kriya Shema, and then continue writing. That halacha shouldn't make sense in our sugya. Certainly not lefi the Ran, and even lefi Tosfos. Certainly not lefi the Ran because it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, and even lefi Tosfos, this itself is called Efshel Lekayim Shneim because you can't do both. Yes.
If the guy's boat's not leaving,
yeah,
then maybe I don't have any mitzvah to write this.
Why? He needs a sefer Torah. I'm definitely doing a mitzvah.
He obviously doesn't need it.
No, he needs a sefer Torah. He doesn't need it the second. He needs it. It's not going to make enough nafkamina to him if it's now or 10 minutes a little later. It doesn't make a difference. Either way. Yeah, it's a mitzvah to have. First of all, if for yourself, for somebody else, for someone else, not a mitzvah. It's only getting him ready for the mitzvah. It's his mitzvah. It's the other guy's mitzvah. The sofer doesn't have a mitzvah when he writes for somebody else. He's writing a b'shlichus of somebody else. So that's my mamish tzorach, and I don't know what to say. Okay, so that's, I think, that's basically the sheet of Tosfos and the Ran. And now maybe now for the next few minutes on a lighter inyan, and we'll leave the Ran and Tosfos right now, and on a lighter inyan, is, as I said once, that there's a lot of little side points over here, so I'll take one of these side points, a very geshmak inyan, and I happen to have seen something new on it. Rashi in the Mishnah says that Shluchei Mitzvah, what are the cases of Shluchei Mitzvah? That it's Hochem Bederech Mitzvah, going Lilmay Torah, Lakabel Pnei Rabbi, V'Liftei Shvuyim. One of the examples is that he's going Lilmay Torah. And that also has a din of Oisik Mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah. So there's a big kasha that the Or Sameach asks in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Beis Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Or Sameach asks that there's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says that, let's say a person is in the middle of learning Torah, and it's time to do a mitzvah, to eat matzah, to take a lulav, to say Kriya Shema, a mitzvah comes up. Are you allowed to continue learning and not do the mitzvah? The Gemara says, no. Only Kriya Shema, there's one, maybe Heter, Zeshinan, Vezeshinan, but all other mitzvahs of the Torah, for sure not. You have to do your mafsik Talmud Torah in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah. What's pshat? Why don't you say oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah? It must be for some reason, which could be discussed. Why? By Talmud Torah, oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah does not apply. In the mitzvah of learning Torah, you don't say oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. If that's so, so how could the hochim lilmay Torah have a ptur of oisik mitzvah patur min mitzvah? If someone who's learning Torah itself doesn't have a p'tur of Isaac Mitzvah, you can't say, I'm learning, I'm not going to a sukkah. So how could somebody who's hoylech lilmay Torah have a p'tur of not going into the sukkah? That's l'chayra kasha. A lot of achreinim es lar sameach es this kasha, shtarka kasha. If Talmud Torah doesn't have Isaac Mitzvah, how could halicha to Talmud Torah have a p'tur of Isaac Mitzvah patim in a mitzvah? Lar sameach answers, very interesting. He says, there's a gemara that says that Godol Shimusha Yoyser Milimuda. Godol Shimusha is Yoyser Milimuda. Shimush in learning is greater than Limuda, is better than the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself. What is Limud and what is Shimush? So he brings Rashi in different places that says Limud Torah is when you're learning the stuff. Shimush is when you're Meshamashi Rebbe to learn Svaras, to learn Havana, to understand things, to learn Svaras. Godol Shimusha Yoyser Milimuda. So maybe, possibly, learning Torah doesn't have a p'tur of Isaac b'mitzvah for some reason. But Shimush is greater than Limud. Maybe that would have a p'tur of Isaac b'mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah. So when it says over here that he was holchim lilmay Torah, maybe he was holchim lilmay Torah, not from a sefer, stam to read the words, and to from a Rebbe. So he was going for Shimush, Talmidei Chachamim, for Shimush in learning. For Shimush is greater than Talmud Torah, so Shimush would have a p'tur of Isaac Mitzvah. Isaac Mitzvah doesn't have a p'tur. I'm sorry, regular learning doesn't have a p'tur, but Shimush has a p'tur. So Halicha for Shimush would also have the p'tur. Oh, so the Hakbel Pnei Rabbi doesn't mean to learn from him. Hakbel just means to machabed him. That's what Kabbalah Pnei Rabbi is. Kabbalah Pnei Rabbi doesn't mean to learn from him. The Rambam says that way, and Rashi and Chagi, I mentioned here once, I think in the first day of
Shabbat. When you're learning from him?
It could be you are also, but it's Lav Dafka learning from him. Okay. It could be Makabel Pnei Rabbi and just and be Makabel Pnei Rabbi to sing with him or to tell him Divrei Torah. That's what they do sometimes.
It's not Mashmah that the Lilmay Torah means
if the next words are lahak
I'm asking. It's very, very sussy. You're saying the Ar Samech is extremely sussum to limit what it says, Lil May Torah, only a specific limud. A limud of Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. I think that's what Ar Samech means. I actually was masupik when I was reading it, but I think that's what it means. If it means I totally agree what you're saying, that it's a big daichik.
And what would be like a svara? Would be that what your rebbe here? It's like a one time thing. Like your rebbe is gonna, you might leave, you might not be around.
I don't know because of EF shalakayim shneim. I don't mean because of that.
Why?
The EF shalakayim shneim is because you'll delay. That's why it's EF shalakayim shneim. No, what? Yeah, the delay could be the EF shalakayim shneim. It's just more. It doesn't have this. There's a very interesting halach. You have to know pshat in the Gemara on Shabbos that by all mitzvahs is oisik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah aside from Talmud Torah. Why? I don't know why. Right. Just saying, only Talmud Torah, not Shimush.
No, right. So why Shimush and not Talmud Torah?
Yeah, the question is really why Talmud Torah? Why Talmud Torah doesn't have oisik mitzvah? So Talmud Torah doesn't. But
learning Torah without minas, I forgot the line is without. Yeah, no. Without in mind to actually do it,
yeah.
Better that he die, a person dies, right? His placenta should.
Yeah, that says by Shalei Lishma. It says also on Lamas. Says it by Shalei Lishma. Kol Alaymin Al Shalei Lishma is Roish and Hefach Shel Yosei Al Ponov. Says by Al Manas Las also could be. I don't remember.
Okay,
fine. That's one there. Maisa, I saw a very nice idea. I was actually looking for a sefer in Mir in the Oitzah Svarim. I came across a sefer called Sukkas Halavim. It's a likut of all Brisker Torah on Sukkas. Okay, so I opened up to Masechta Sukkah on that. It gets all different Svarim that brings something from the Rabbanim of Brisk. So I opened up to Daf Chafei, and it brings from, I didn't even know there was a Yid called Ramot Chet Zuckerman. You heard of him? You heard of him, Meshi, yeah? Ramot Chet Zuckerman, he's not alive anymore. He used to live in Givat Shol. He was a Talmud of Chafetz Chaim. He was a chosh of Talmud Chafetz Chaim. He was a big tzaddik. People used to go to him. I unfortunately never went to him. I forgot that. But the big tzaddik called Ramot Chet Zuckerman, I didn't even know he wrote a sefer on learning. But he says, it brings his sefer over there, that he one time asked the Brisker Rav this kasha. This kasha of the Osamech, he asked the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav thought about it. That's what it says. And the Brisker Rav said what seems to me like the MS answer. The Brisker Rav says, on the one hand, it says in the Gemara and Shabbos, like I just mentioned, if a person's in the middle of learning and it comes time to eat in the sukkah, he's mechuyev to eat. He's mechuyev to eat. Take a lulav or eat matzah. He's mechuyev to stop learning and do these things. He said, but there's another Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Tezvov Mehilchas Ishus. The Rambam says as follows. Let's say it's Nageya to Bochrim. Let's say there's a person, it's time for Shidduchim, but he's in the middle of Steiging. He wants to continue learning. Does he, and there's a mitzvah Lisa Isha, he's the right age Lisa Isha. Should he learn or should he get married? So the Rambam says that if a person wants to and he feels that he's learning, he could push off the mitzvah of Pru Ravu, of getting married. Why? Because Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So that means your learning could have a patur of Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So you see that Talmud Torah also has Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Either Gemara and Shabbos, the Gemara and Shabbos says that you have to stop learning in order to do lulav.
Zok,
what?
That's mitzvah overis.
That's what?
Mitzvah overis.
Zok the Briskerov. He says like this: if by your learning, you'll be mavata la mitzvah, you'll miss the day of taking lulav. You won't take lulav that day. You won't eat matzah on the night of Pesach. So you have a bittel mitzvah. Then there's no din of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Even though other times oisik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, even if you'll be mevatel the mitzvah, like we said, the ani will leave. It doesn't make a difference. But by Talmud Torah, you don't have oisik mitzvah to patur you from a mitzvah if you lose the mitzvah. Over here, you're not going to lose the mitzvah. I'll push off. I'll get married later. So that's not losing the mitzvah. Then you do have a patur of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Only by a bittel mitzvah and not by just being mekayim the mitzvah now. Says, that's what Brisker Rav says. What with the Eshel Kaim Shneim?
Yeah,
100%. 1 second. Right. This is a similar svara to the Rand Eshel Kaim Shneim. 100%. I'm asking, but that's what he's showing from the Rambam. And this is not like that's what he's showing from the Rambam. This is a specific word in Talmud Torah. This is not by all Eisik B'Mitzvah. By Talmud Torah. By Talmud Torah specifically. Normally, Eisik B'Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah is Potter no matter what. By Talmud Torah, Oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah is only if it's delaying a mitzvah, but if it's going to be mevatel the mitzvah, then you're not potter. That's only by Talmud Torah. Our discussion yesterday was about all mitzvahs. This is specifically by Talmud Torah. So says the Brisker Rav, very geshmak. Somebody who doesn't eat in the sukkah, on sukkahs. He doesn't eat in the sukkah on sukkahs. What happened? Is it called he was mevatel a mitzvah? So it depends. There's two chalokim to mitzvah sukkah. The first, one chalok of the mitzvah sukkah is to eat the first night. That's a chiyuv that you have to eat in the first night, even if you want to eat. You mechuyuv to eat a kazayis or a kabeitza in the sukkah the first night. The rest of sukkahs, if you don't want, don't eat. Don't eat anything that's chayiv in sukkah, don't eat. If you do, then you get a mitzvah. Says the Brisker Rav, Talmud Torah patters you from the mitzvah of sukkah the whole week of sukkahs. Because that's not called, if I'm going to learn, I'm going to be mevatel a mitzvah. It's not a bittel mitzvah. You don't have to do it. So then we don't care if the mitzvah of Talmud Torah would patter you from that sukkah. However, the mitzvah of eating the first night of sukkahs, that's like not taking a lulav. Then we wouldn't be able to say, oisik mitzvah's Talmud Torah is mevatel, is patters you from that mitzvah. So Mamela, that's the pshat over here. This is not talking about the first night of sukkahs. This is talking about even the rest of sukkahs. That's what he's saying. If it was holchim, lil my Torah, the first night of sukkahs, you would be chayef to eat in the sukkah, but the rest of the sukkahs, you're not. Because that's not called a bittel mitzvah. It's not something that your mamish chayef to do. It's if you eat, you'll get a mitzvah, but not that you're chayef to do that. So that mitzvah, Talmud Torah could pater you from. Masha'inke, the other mitzvah of the first night, that's like missing lulav, then Talmud Torah wouldn't be able to pater. That's what the Brisker Rav wants to answer this question. Fine, I think that's enough for today. This now,
would,
what?
This would be in Rashi.
This would be...
Answering Rashi.
Why only in Rashi?
I think he's coming to deal with Rashi.
Rashi only limited himself to the everyday besides the first night of Sukkot when it says Shulchan is determined in Sukkot.
Right.
He should be talking about encompassing also the first night.
No, so that's what he's saying, maybe not. Maybe not.
Because
the other ones would be putter even on the first night.
Right.
Yeah, it's a shtickle doichik. Yeah. It's a little bit of a doichik. That shluchei mitzvah, lil my Torah, would be chai of the first night. Like I'm asking myself to it. I want to discuss tomorrow for a moment, okay? I'm done with Tosfos and the Ran. We have this other Tosfos to learn over here, but I'm not so much to do on that. I'm done with Tosfos and the Ran. I assume the Olam still needs some more time, a little bit on Tosfos and the Ran. So what should we do tomorrow? I think tomorrow's Wednesday, right? So we have Shir early also. Maybe tomorrow I'll also speak about it. Before we go further, you ready for further yet, Karmen Pesach? You ready for further? Aylam?
No.
You're not ready. I know that already. So I think we'll do it tomorrow. We're not going to go further tomorrow. We'll do the next Tosfos, okay? And I'll speak also about another topic. I'll tell you in advance what the topic is. Rabbi Kiva Eger. Somebody asked Rabbi Kiva Eger a question. How could you use oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah to pater you from eating in a sukkah? Oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah paters you from a mitzvah, but it doesn't pater you from allow you to do an iser. Eating outside the sukkah, it's usser to eat outside a sukkah. So how could oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah allow you to do an iser? Oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah paters you from a mitzvah, but it doesn't let you do an avera. Over here, it's letting you do an avera. That's what someone asked Rabbi Kiva Eger. What? No, but it's different thing. There's an Avera. There's an Avera of eating outside a sukkah. Oh, so that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, I'll talk about that topic a little bit, and maybe we'll do the next Tosfos also, and we won't go weiter yet till Karmen Pesach. Okay.
In the Kavakar, the Gemara asked, what's the difference between Mana and Pesula?
Yes.
So the Gemara answered that there's Tirdom and Tirdom.
Yes.
So the way Rebbe learned Mashir, that the Gemara doesn't, the Gemara stays with it that you need Isaac and Mitzvah.
The Gemara stays with it, that I learned it in Rashi. Because Rashi says the reason why Almana is Chayav, because Efshel HaKayim Shneim. It's Mashma, there is some level of Isaac and Mitzvah going on there.
So why can't you know that when the Gemara says Tirdom, the Gemara forgot totally about Isaac and Mitzvah? At the beginning we thought, it's like similar to Taisus and Brachas. The first shlav was we thought it was only Tirda. Then the Gemara, after the Gemara learns that out of the pasuk, so we say it's only mitzvah.
Right.